It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Renee Montaigne is away. I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner is asking lawmakers to work with the Obama administration on their differences over how to fix the financial markets.
Every financial crisis of the last generation has sparked some effort at reform, but past efforts have begun too late, often after the will to act has subsided. We cannot let this happen this time.
Geithner was talking with lawmakers who will now decide what, if anything, to do. In a moment, we'll hear what the administration's proposals would mean for smaller banks. We begin with NPR's Scott Horsley.
One of the biggest concerns lawmakers have about the administration's plan is the extra authority it would give the Federal Reserve to oversee big banks and other institutions. Some members of Congress worry that would interfere with the Fed's main responsibility of fighting inflation and promoting growth. Others complain the Fed isn't up to the job, or it would have prevented the current mess. Banking Committee Chairman Chris Dodd borrowed a line from Mark Williams, a finance professor at Boston University.
He said giving the Fed more responsibility at this point is like a parent giving his son a bigger, faster car right after he crashed the family station wagon.
Kentucky Republican Jim Bunning agreed, asking why give the Fed more power when it barely used the authority it already had.
It took 14 years for the Fed to write one regulation on mortgages. What makes you think that the Fed will do better this time around?
Geithner, who used to work for the Fed, says the central bank is better prepared to take on the task of policing big financial firms than any other government agency. And while the Fed would get some additional duties under the president's plan, some of its current responsibilities, including mortgage oversight, would be reassigned to a new consumer protection agency. Consumer protection has never been a high priority for the Fed. Geithner argued that a dedicated consumer agency would help prevent the kind of financial contagion that spread from the subprime mortgage market.
Consumer protection is not just about individuals, but it's also about safeguarding the system as a whole.
New York Democrat Charles Schumer conceded that the Fed may be the best agency to regulate big financial firms. His complaint is that the administration's plan doesn't go far enough in streamlining regulation of all those other banks.
If you count the new consumer watchdog agency, which I'm all for, there'd be four bodies involved in bank supervision, the same as that we started with, no consolidation. The whole is greater than the sum of its parts when it comes to a symphony orchestra or the New York Giants. But with our patchwork system of banking regulator, the whole is less.
Geithner admitted the administration's plan is neither elegant nor neat.
I think nobody would argue if we were starting from scratch today that we would replicate the current structure we have.
But in Washington, one is never starting from scratch. Geithner and his administration colleagues decided it was more important to tackle the big problems quickly than to risk getting bogged down in the search for a more seamless solution.
We wanted to make sure we were focusing on those problems that were central causes of this crisis. And we do not want to put you in the position of having to spend a lot of time on changes that may be desirable, may leave us with a neater system, maybe a more efficient system, but were not central to the cause of the problem.
Geithner also sought to temper expectations, saying even the best regulator is likely to be blindsided by unexpected problems. The solution, he said, is to build in shock absorbers during good times, requiring capital cushions and limits on leverage, so future bumps in the financial road don't send the whole economy into a ditch. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Big financial firms, insurance companies, and credit card issuers are not the only ones that could be affected by President Obama's regulatory overhauls. Small banks would also fall under the proposed regulations. So today we're going to hear the reaction from some community banks. There are thousands of them across the country, and the president's plan is making some nervous. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
When you talk to a community banker these days, they like to point out that they have very little in common with those much bigger and more complicated financial firms at the heart of the banking crisis, companies like Citigroup or AIG.
Community banks did not create the train wreck.
That's Mike Menzies, the president of Easton Bank and Trust in Easton, Maryland.
We have five branches altogether, so we're a small company. We have about 50 associates, 50 employees. So our frustration is that we are, frankly, like other small businesses, somewhat victims of the behavior of a few.
Menzies says banks like his weren't taking huge risks or making lots of money off of toxic subprime loans.
Community banks are well-regulated, and still doing what they've always been doing for a long time, which is making basic good sense loans to people and businesses they know.
So Menzies and other community bankers are a little worried now that they could be facing a whole bunch of new regulations from Washington. Menzies is also the president of the trade group, the Independent Community Bankers of America. Karen Thomas is the vice president.
Community banks not being part of the problem, you can understand that we don't want to bear the pain and the costs of the solutions.
The Obama reform plan would create a consumer protection agency. And Thomas says there are some parts of the financial industry where people could use some more protection. She says mortgage brokers, for example, are not regulated very well. But she worries that this new agency doesn't have experience regulating banks.
Our fear is that the new agency will add a tremendous amount of new burdens. I mean, community banks, because of their smaller size, regulatory burden really disproportionately impacts them. We have 8,000 community banks now. That's a terrific strength of our economy. And a lot of those banks could be merged out of existence as regulatory burden overwhelms them.
The community bankers, though, do like some parts of the Obama administration's proposal. Just about everybody acknowledges that one of the biggest problems in this crisis are these firms that have grown so big and so interwoven into the fabric of the economy that the government decided it couldn't let them fail. Mike Menzies, the community bank president, likes that the Obama plan would have a separate set of regulatory requirements for firms like that.
I'm personally thrilled that the administration is taking on the challenge. We need to deal with institutions that are so large that they cannot fail.
Karen Thomas explains that the Obama plan would require such firms to basically hold more cash on their books to create more of a safety net for themselves.
The bigger you are and the more threat you pose to the system as a whole, then the higher capital requirements you ought to have to hold.
Community banks like that idea because the biggest banks have always had a competitive advantage over them. Investors assumed that the government wouldn't ever allow the biggest banks to fail, so these huge banks could borrow money more cheaply and had an easier time attracting large deposits. So by creating tougher standards for the biggest banks, that would take away some of their advantage. Lawrence Summers is the director of President Obama's National Economic Council. He spoke about this with NPR yesterday.
We're going to level the playing field. And so the community banks, the mid-sized banks, the regional banks, they're all going to be able to compete much more fairly with the Citigroups or the JP Morgans or the Wells Fargos than they were before, precisely because we're going to recognize where there's the prospect of government support and regulate appropriately.
Some small bankers are disappointed that the administration didn't lay out a plan that would be more aggressive and really block firms from being so large and interconnected that they can't fail. But Mike Menzies thinks overall the plan is a step in the right direction. Chris Arnold, NPR News.